WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Airports along Florida's west coast closed and the far outer bands of Hurricane Milton already moving in. The massive hurricane expected to make landfall near Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Governor Ron DeSantis says time is running out to evacuate and storm surge could reach a record 15 feet and the hurricane will move across much of the state.
I've also spoken to the president and the FEMA administrator. We've had our request approved for pre-landfall. We will get a landfall major disaster declaration approved once the storm hits.
Israel adding more troops for its ground operations in southern Lebanon targeting Hezbollah. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today appealing directly to people in Lebanon to rise up after the killings of Hezbollah's longtime leader.
Stand up and take your country back.
Severe heat in the West keeping its grip and breaking records in normally cool cities like San Francisco and Denver today. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing a rule mandating that most of the nation's lead water pipes be removed within 10 years. President Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee.
Over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at a problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now.
Lead pipes are durable and rust-proof, but they also leak poison into the water they carry. It's especially bad for the development of children's brains. A couple from Sun Prairie is charged with child neglect in the death of their baby boy. Prosecutors say Devarius Keys and Terrence Strait fed the baby almond milk against their doctor's orders and didn't feed him at all often enough. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. The principal and assistant principal at Madison's Southside Elementary have been removed from the school. That's according to an email from Superintendent Joe Gothard to families. The email reportedly says Candace Terrell and Annabelle Torres are out of school, quote, until further notice. 24 current and former staffers lodged a lengthy complaint against Terrell and Torres last spring, accusing them of creating a toxic workplace. The district hired a law firm to do a third-party investigation this summer. Dozens of American Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Rebecca Rockhill of the Red Cross in Green Bay says they still need more.
You know, unfortunately, with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
The Red Cross website has more information on volunteering. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today, with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees and a calm wind. The skies stay clear tonight. We crash crisp to the low 40s. And for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine on tap. High temperatures are on repeat and warm as we go into Thursday, rising to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a drop box, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly. Yeah. There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tringby, Olsen, Pack, Freilo, and more. Be here for a hump day edition. Hump day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part anytime of this fine program, 855-752-4842. Just working hard on the board, on the sound, on the tunes. And I'm jazzed as hell. I got a big show for you, introducing a new friend at 5 o'clock today, Mark Becker. He's the host of Civic Media's Rational Revolution, playing out on Saturdays, 2 to 3 p.m. And, of course, our friend Maggie Dawn from The Maggie Dawn Show, staying over for a little overtime with me here on Tuesdays. You can check her show preceding this fine program, 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie, welcome back.
Hey, Dom. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure. You know, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I heard you talking about Eric Hovde, and in all the news today and last several days, man, this guy is percolating to the top for terrible, dumbass comments, and I think we need to continue along this path. The quote that was played out, and I think you may have played it, but I'm going to play it again for our audience. I think it's very important. Propagating the lies about FEMA money being diverted, and I'm going to follow this up with some Republicans' comments on this issue. If you would, please just play it for the people.
Did you see the news today that FEMA is out of money?
No, they're not.
Doesn't have money to transfer to those people affected by the hurricane.
Didn't see that news.
Why?
Why?
Because they use the money to assist illegal immigrants. Can't make this crazy.
Getting trans operations in prison.
You can't make it up.
He totally just did.
That are in trouble. Or our vets, but we're going to give it to people coming into our country illegally? What kind of world are we living in today?
A liar's
this
world.
This is what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Senator Baldwin, who supports all this craziness, have brought on our country.
No, she doesn't.
No.
It's like we've entered into Alice in Wonderland. And what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. Please share this with people you know.
No,
get
don't.
The word
don't
out.
Do that.
We have to take back our country.
Word.
That's the whole reason I'm in this race. Because I couldn't sit by anymore and watch my country that I love melt down. So please,
because of liars,
get out there, work hard, spread the word.
Spread
We've
the lies.
Got to win this election.
Spread the lies. They're like crabs. Come on, Eric Hovde. Are you kidding me? This is so wrong and so. It's disastrous for this country. And let me tell you why. We have another hurricane barreling down right now on Florida. I mean, of all
here
the times
Milton.
Here, of all the times to be politicizing FEMA and, you know, never mind that, you know, some Republicans did not vote to fund FEMA here recently. Never mind the fact that, you know, a lot of Floridians are going to be impacted by the storm. Milton's what, a category? It was a category 5. Now it's a category 4. It's going to ramp back up, presumably, to category 5. Maybe it will stay a 4 by the time it maybe hits Tampa with a 8 to 12 foot storm surge, which is bigger than the one that just did a lot of damage with Helene last time. So we have Eric Hovde, the senatorial candidate, out there saying these lies. But I'd like to quote to you from the Washington Post, Senator Tom Tillis. He's a Republican from North Carolina. One of the things he had to say, the last thing the victims of Helene need right now is political posturing, finger pointing, or conspiracy theories that not only hurt that only hurt the response effort. Republican Senator Tom Tillis. I mean, add him to the list. I think we had DeSantis also saying
he spoke to the
president. We have the local Republicans, mayors and congressmen. What are you talking about, Eric Hovde? Can you believe this? No, I don't believe it. How are we living in a post-factual world right now?
Because Donald Trump makes lying just part of what's expected. And you can lie about anything at any time, no matter what the consequences, no matter how many of your own supporters it hurts. And make no mistake, the two people in Wisconsin's congressional delegation that voted against increasing FEMA's disaster relief fund were none other than Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Derek Van Orten. What I suggest to you, Dom, is what we don't need for Wisconsin is another old rich guy carpetbagger senator, especially when Eric Hovde had the balls to go before the Rotary Club in Milwaukee this afternoon and propose raising the retirement age for Social Security, cutting Medicare
benefits.
Only
for those under 40 years old, you know, so what are you going to do, right? Yes, please continue. What other great ideas did Hovde...
Repealing the Inflation Reduction Act so that insurance companies can jack up prescription drug prices like that for insulin, okay, and ending the federal government's ability to negotiate over prescription drug prices under Medicare, which will make all Wisconsinites who are struggling pay more. Oh, and he wanted to mention veterans? You absolute terrible excuse of a human being, Eric Hovde. You just proposed at the Rotary meeting this afternoon that you would repeal and defund the PACT Act, which brought expanded health care benefits to tens of thousands of Wisconsin veterans who were exposed to toxic burn pits overseas. What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, wait, I forgot. And Eric Hovde wants to pass a 100 millionaire and billionaire tax cut extension, which is basically him saying, I want to cut my own taxes and all my rich carpetbagger buddy friends like Ron Johnson and the lot. Unbelievable.
I mean, constituent services of myself. I am a constituent, therefore I want lower taxes. The headline from Hope Carnap over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Senate candidate Eric Hovde circulates false Hurricane Helene claims debunked by FEMA. I mean, just add it to the list. And again, with regards to this storm, and folks, you got a feel for folks in Florida. My understanding right now, some of the reporting reported to CNN, 1,300 gas stations have run out of fuel. Mandatory evacuations. According to Axios, the mayor of Tampa said, if you stay, you're going to die. And this is the environment that Republicans are saying, yes, do not let a disaster go to waste. Let's gin up some lies about our competitors, even though FEMA is debunking it, even though Republicans all across the board of those who are actually having to deal with the circumstances, having to deal with the reality on the ground, they know what's happening, Maggie, and they're satisfied with the action that they're getting from the federal government. But don't tell that to Eric Hovde.
Well, Eric Hovde is a man who lacks both humility and curiosity, the two things that are required for anyone who has an ego big enough to say, I'll be your elected representative. If you don't care to actually educate yourself before you flap your gums, you don't deserve to run for dog catcher, let alone Senate. And I'm a little ticked at the Journal Sentinel. Let me be clear. What false Hurricane Helene claims? How about this headline? Eric Hovde lies about disasters. And like his something along the lines of, it's not just debunked by FEMA. contrary to claims by other Republicans. Right. Point out the Republicans that are saying that those things are lies. Stop talking about FEMA. Yes, they're calling it lies, but it's more important for people to hear that Republican Senator Tom Tillis, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican mayors, the Republican county executives, all saying that this is a bunch of lies and that they should stop doing it because it's hurting people in their communities, in their Republican communities. But this is all of a whole, Dom. It's like, oh yeah, let's get rid of rural drop boxes, says Republican sheriff in Dodge County. That hurts Republican voters. Let's debase and lie about FEMA response and hurt Republican voters in those Republican districts in these states that have been hit. Meanwhile, as my guest later this week, Olivia Troy, I'm going to have her on Thursday, I believe, this week, who worked in the Trump White House, has said it was Donald Trump in 2018 that held up emergency disaster funding for California until he was showed that there were counties in California that voted for him. Then he released the
funds. Then he's all fine. Oh, I got people over there. Well, that's totally fine. And how long did he hold up aid for Puerto Rico, right? I mean, a long time.
Yeah, but he threw paper towels, well, Dom, so that's fine.
It was jump shooting. 855-752-4842. Maggie Dawn from The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll get to the callers shortly, but I want to also throw this one out there. You talk about the headline, Air Cubby Lies, and I think it should just be Air Cubby Lies, ... because here's the other one that really just got to me. Air Cubby said trans youth have highest rate of suicide driven by regret. Again, not true.
That's a lie.
Not true. Here was the quote on a conservative radio show from Hovde. The highest rate of suicide in our country is young people who went through a transition. They wake up and realize that this is not the cure for their underlying mental health problems. And now they're even more messed up and they commit suicide at the highest rate of any group in our country. That was the quote. Now, what are the actual facts? Well, according to the Journal Sentinel, contrary to Hovde's claims, people ages 85 and older have the highest rate of suicide, according from data from the U.S. Center for Disease Control. That population accounts for, and I was actually shocked by this, 21% of all confirmed suicides, according to the CDC. So not the trans. Additionally, men over 25, and particularly rural men with quick access to firearms, have the highest growing rate of suicide in Wisconsin, a result of social isolation, financial stress, and job loss, among other factors. In 2021, the most recent year for complete data, nearly 200 rural men in Wisconsin died by suicide, about one in every five. Two-thirds of those men used firearms as their method. A quarter of the state's rural men who died by suicide had military experience. And one other population flagged by the department, girls aged 10 to 19. This is heartbreaking as well. 2021, 1,340 girls in that age group visited emergency departments across Wisconsin for self-harm related injuries with or without suicidal intent. And there's goes on to this. My point being, once again, Eric Hovde is wrong. Once again, they're trying to throw out this trans. Look at the commercials that are running right now. Oh, the trans, everything's trans. They're just so concerned. They're not worried about the truth. They're not worried about reality. They're just trying to gin up the base with whatever lie. It's not even a statistic. They're damn lies or statistics. These are just straight up damn lies.
Well, and the scariest thing is that the hate that is being spewed by the right towards transgendered individuals, you want to talk about causes of suicide? Maybe take a look in the mirror, Mr. Hovde, because what you say is disgusting, revolting, and a bunch of lies and more damn lies.
Lies, lies, damn lies, and Eric Hovde. Maggie Dawn, our favorite here on the Civic Media Network. She's sticking around for one more segment. We'll take to some of your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Apparently, Tammy Baldwin, of course, she's the incumbent senator. She's concerned that maybe this race is a little tighter than it should be. I agree. We'll be right back.
A
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank my friend and colleague, Maggie Dawn. She had to scoot out. Appreciate her always sticking around and doing a little Hovde bashing with me. It's certainly deserved today. The headlines for this guy are not great. Eric Hovde calls for cutting the federal budget to 2019 levels. Eric Hovde circulates false Hurricane Helene claims debunked by FEMA. Eric Hovde makes false link between trans youth suicide and regrets. And the other one we will get to. Tammy Baldwin says race with Eric Hovde tighter than polls suggest. How can that possibly be?
I mean, just look at the national stage.
Come on. Come on. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of our very patient callers. Robert from West Allis, you're next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom. Congrats on the show.
Thank you.
Just a couple of things. Someone said something about paper towels, and I just found that really funny because when I look at Eric Hovde, I think of the brawny paper towel guy. More like maybe a porn actor from the 70s with like a big stash.
No, the brawny man, he's totally brawny, man. That's a great comparison.
But a couple of things were missed. One, you know, he's worried about immigrants, but if I'm correct, I think his bank was investigated because there was potential money laundering for Mexican drug cartels. I don't know if that investigation is over or still going on.
Well, the reporting, if I recall, Robert, was his bank, Sun Bank, whatever his bank is in California, was doing business with one of these bank, Azteca or something like that, in Mexico that had been accused of doing business with, you know, the cartels. And part of they were repatriating the cash, man, like literally, you know, what, pallets of cash, like $20 million in several flights coming in. But yeah.
Everyone knows that the most legal way to transport money yeah. is cash on an airplane. Yeah.
Cash, baby. Cash is king. But don't you worry about it, yeah. Robert. We've heard from Eric Hovde that all the proper processes are in place to make sure that this is all on the up and up. And I'm sure none of it fell off the truck.
Yeah. And my my other personal favorite is, you know, he thinks people in a nursing home or hospice, you know, they shouldn't vote because they're going to die soon. So I want someone to ask Brian Steele, I think that's his last name, you know, he keeps running the ads with his 100-year-old grandma, what he thinks of Eric Hovde thinking she shouldn't vote at her age. I really want to see that soundbite.
Great point. Yeah, Congressman Brian Steele running. Yeah, that's a good point. Someone should ask him that. Hey, but maybe because his 100-year-old grandma's, you know, not in the nursing home. She's okay. It's only those nursing home folks that are, you know, on the verge of death that, you know, are so close to it and, you know, so hallucinating and non-lucid that they should just not be able to vote, according to Eric Hovde. I mean, I honestly, let's remember, and I don't know how anyone could accept this, but this guy rolled out his senatorial campaign ad without even mentioning the state of Wisconsin.
What state is he running for? I mean, it gets really confusing when you live in one place and you're trying to get elected in another.
I'm Eric Hovde, and I'm running for Senate. For where? For what? And for what purpose? Because you're a rich guy and you want tax cuts? I mean,
what's thing to do?
He's literally just doing all the platitudes of every cardboard cutout Republican policy. But nowadays, though, it's more mega because he's peddling in the lies. This is part of it now. It's beyond just, you know, little fibs here and there. It's a legitimate, full-on strategy for the megas to try to just, I don't know, lie their way into office. I mean, it's beyond the pale. 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, you'll be next. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. You know, I listen to Maggie a lot, and I love Maggie. And she did make a couple of comments about our boy Hovde there being ignorant or stupid. I don't think there's a dumb bone in his body. I think he's just an evil SOB, quite honestly. And there is, I don't know, you and I talked briefly yesterday about how we reach these people who are in MAGAs.
Yeah.
How do we stop these blatant lies? I mean, how is it that we can't fact check and get people to understand that's a blatant, flat out lie? And 90% of what Trump says is lies too. Yeah. And you know, seriously.
No, I know. That's why he's not doing the 60 Minutes, Keith. And we'll get to Vice President Harris actually did it. Because they would light his ass up because they don't play those games.
But what do we have to do to get our people in the, you know, you guys in the radio, TV, newsprint, you know, start calling them out every single time they lie about something. Every single time.
Keith, I try to do that. It's so much. There's so many lies. There's so many lies. We keep on doing it. I think we got to stick to our guns and present the evidence showing that, hey, here is what was said. Here is what the reality is. And again, you gotta have at some point agree on what the basis of fact is. And if you're going to say, well, you know, it's a statistical number from the BLS or if it's FEMA saying that, I mean, if you can't just believe them once in a while, or you can't just believe them only when it fits your narrative. You can't just love your country and believe in the sanctity of democratic elections only when you win. So I think we need to set the framework for what the reality is. And those that are going to engage with us, we need to hold them to that standard. You know, the same thing you would do when you're jawboning with some dude at the bar next to you about the ball game. The same expectations you would have with an employee. The same expectations you would have with a boss, with a supervisor. You cannot run a company. You cannot be in a relationship. You cannot confer with folks who simply refuse to accept or agree on what the basis, what the definition of a frickin' word is. We got lots of callers. I want to get to you. And I see you sitting there, Gary. You stick around. I want to hear what you have to say. 855-752-4842. I want to hear what all of you have to say. Eric Hovde. Man, this guy is apparently a whole lot closer in his race with Tammy Baldwin than he should be. And I don't know how the hell that could possibly be, given just the most recent headlines. Folks, come back with us, taking your calls, 855-75-CIVIC.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The public library in Beloit is getting a large grant, $3.9 million, from the State of Wisconsin Flexible Facilities Program will help with renovations. Governor Evers' office says the grant is in response to the need for high-speed internet to help with things like workforce development, education, and access to health care. Renovations include an upgrade to Wi-Fi 7, classrooms, health monitoring rooms, and computer labs. Two, work and play carrels will let parents work while their young children can safely play nearby. The Wisconsin Book Festival returns to Madison for the 23rd year in a couple of weeks. The festival is a free and public event for authors and book lovers. It celebrates books and sparks conversations between readers no matter how old or young. This year, the festival will be Thursday the 17th through Sunday the 20th. There are more than 55 events in all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle on the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and two-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low around 40. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny sky and pleasant, a high around 70. Up to the upper 70s on Thursday as sun continues, and heating up to the low 80s on Friday before a cooler weekend approaches. It's 69 degrees right now.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll be talking to comedian Paul McCurry about his show, Permission to Speak.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Designer suits, Gucci gloves, Chelsea boots. All my demons are cocaine-fueled electrical. Sugar tooth, caramel, silky smooth. Diving into class A-zo swimming pools.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-SIPCA. Get back to the lines in just a moment. The aforementioned wannabe senator, super rich guy, taking in those millions from the Mexican bank, don't worry, it's all totally cool. Making the rounds on the headlines in the last couple of days. And he was in, I believe he was in Milwaukee today. He was speaking to the Milwaukee Press Club and the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A little bit about what he said, then to the phones, 855-75-CIVIC. Hovde weighed in on a range of topics from his major campaign issues like national debt and immigration to climate change and virtual fertilization and accepting the results of the November election. Oh, that's a good one. I wonder if he was asked if Trump won the last election. Hovde cited government spending as rising 40% since the pandemic, since before the pandemic, and said he would like to pull those levels right back again to 2019 levels before the coronavirus pandemic ravaged the economy. Now, he did not detail where he would like to see those cuts, including whether they would include defense spending, rather saying the U.S. has to create, quote unquote, pro-growth policies, citing deregulations and welfare reform.
Right.
I mean, right. It's just like, you know, pick your conservative talking point off the shelf, put it behind your mustache in your mouth and spit it out. In a local radio interview last week, Hovde said he'd like to pull all government programs back to 2019 level. That's 5 years ago. Wasn't there inflation in the last 5 years? Hovde rejected Democratic claims that he would seek to cut Social Security benefits. He said he does not want to take older people's Social Security away, but he did propose raising the age to receive benefits for people under the age of 40. How do you feel about that, Jess? Stick it to the kids. That's what I say.
Totally.
Stick it to them. Stick it to them. Because the reality of it is life expectancy is going to increase significantly. Well, that's kind of an assumption.
That's a big assumption without a lot backing it. We've already extended the life expectancy quite a bit.
Yep. Now, Dems, Wisconsin Democrats Tuesday, said Hovde's proposal to scale back government spending to 2019 levels would mean huge cuts to Medicare, Social Security, veterans benefits, Medicaid, which helps pay for nursing homes for Wisconsin seniors.
Hovde's know how he feels about people in nursing homes.
We do. No vote and no money for you. Let's just, you know, live on the street and eat the cat food. Like the good old days, right? Hovde's plan is clear. He wants to cut benefits for seniors, roll back benefits for veterans, let insurance companies jack up drug prices on working Wisconsinites, Democrats wrote in a statement after the luncheon. Just a little bit more here. After asked about former President Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations, he did not explicitly comment on the idea, but said, you start with anybody who's been convicted of a criminal act either in this country or their former country, and you move down from there. Yeah. Great idea. Way to go, Sparky. He reiterated his support for IV fertilization. What else did he say? On climate change, he said, man is influencing climate. Ooh, really? Am I reading that right? Hovde said he thinks man is influencing climate. And said he believes in good, clean energy propositions that are economical, noting he changed his past position opposing solar energy. Why would you oppose solar? And, And he pushed back
against breathing air.
No clean air for you. And pushed back on electric vehicle initiatives. He doubled down on debunked claims that FEMA's lacking money to respond. We played that for you. Here we go. Final quote. Asked if he would vote to certify the results of the election in November, Hovde responded, "We have to stop every time one side loses an election saying the election was stolen." He attacked Democrats who raised questions about past elections and acknowledged Trump has disputed the 2020 results. Still, he cast doubts on the security of ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, saying, "I don't think that was a very constructive thing because all it does is tell 50% of Americans, oh, they're trying to do something. If I lose, I lose, okay?" Hovde said when asked about accepting election results. Now, if somebody said, "Hey, there's mass fraud," then of course I'm going to respond. So I'm not going to make a blanket statement about if some evidence is overwhelming. Well, of course, Eric Hovde, you know the game plan already. I'll lay it out for you in case you don't know. If Trump loses, he will say there was massive fraud. Let's just assume that's the baseline. And when I'm proven to be true, then the question will be, what do you do about it? Because just because someone says there's massive fraud doesn't mean there is massive fraud. You see how that works? Come on, people, do better. 855-752-4842. You can be a part of this fine program. Gary, you're going to be next. Thank you for calling. Happy days, man. What do you got for us?
Well, is Maggie still there?
Nope, she's out. But you got me, baby.
She's gone. Oh, no, that's fine. Because
yeah, well, thank
when
you.
I call Maggie's, when I tape Maggie's show, I will never, ever call after she's just got done talking to CJ because she turns into a different woman. There's a sweet woman, then there's a devil woman. And she'll rip my head off.
Well, come on, only if it's deserved. And I don't know the difference. Maggie's just Maggie, no, baby. But what do you got? What do you got for me, man? Because, Dom, well, I might tear your head off too, man. Come on. What do you got, Gary?
Hey, we're friends. First of all, I want to be going out to dinner, and I'm running out of money because the economy's taking a dump and the price of furnaces have gone way up. So nobody's buying furnaces anymore. So,
wait, the economy. Hang on. When you say, Gary, I want to be very clear here. You say the economy is taking a dump. By what metric are you making that assessment?
No, the price of furnaces have gone up 40%.
Okay, so you're in the HVAC business. Your cost of your material, your products, they have gone up. And where are you getting those furnaces from?
It's believe it or not, it's the delivery people that are killing us the most. It's the price of the metal, the price of making it, the labor to make it and everything, but it's the deliveries that have just gone just sky high.
Oh, just go pick it up, man. What's the problem?
It's terrible. It's terrible. So I'm
okay, so how is the delivery cost Kamala Harris's fault?
It's the price of, these Teamsters. They want more money. The price of the fuel is costing more money. Hey, wait.
The price of fuel is under $3. Come on, man. Listen.
I'm telling you, I owe you lunch or dinner or whatever.
Yeah, I got you, man.
If you don't want to take it.
I do. Are drinks included? I just want to be clear.
I pay for whatever you want to eat. I'm bringing $100 and whatever we spend is what we spend. We run out of money, then you're gonna, and I pay for the tip. Okay. But okay. The reason I called isn't because of that. It's, can't we all just get along? That's
sure.
What I want to know.
I think we can, and Gary. I think you and I are a perfect example of that.
Yeah, we are, you know. But the fact is, the truth is whatever that person says is the truth. Whatever you say the truth is, it's what you say.
No,
the
truth is not subjective, no. Gary. Facts are not subjective, man. Is the sun out? Is the sun out right now, Gary? I'm here in wonderful, beautiful downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. I can see the sun out. You agree? Is the sun out, Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. That's a fact. Right? We agree. Right. The sun is out right now, Gary. So we agree on that. Now, someone would say to me right now, Gary, the sun is not out. In fact, it's raining. That would not be accurate. That would be a lie, right? We can agree on that. Yes?
Don't ask those questions. Let's talk about Eric Hovde.
Sure.
Okay. Did he say that old people in nursing homes don't have a right to vote, or they may not live, so it's not a big priority for them to vote?
His actual quote was not very articulate. Something about they wouldn't be there anywhere. I mean, I can look it up, but yeah, that was the implication.
But if you listened to what you said 10 minutes ago, you said Eric Huffke says they don't have a right to vote. Now, I don't know if that slipped out of your mouth accidentally, but and then the thing about Trump when he says it's going to be a bloodbath. Now, what did he mean?
Okay, here's the quote. Here's what Eric Huffke said. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point in life where they're capable of voting.
Yeah, and they don't care to vote.
And that's not for you to decide, dude. Gary, that's up for the person in the nursing home to decide. It's certainly not for a political candidate for the U.S. Senate out of the state of Wisconsin saying that no one in a nursing home is capable of voting. Come on, that's a terrible thing to say. My mother's in a nursing home, dude. You're tell me that she can't vote if she doesn't want to?
For 35 years, I volunteered in a nursing home. Nursing home people just don't care enough that they want
to. I'm not going to do a broad brush like that, dude, and nor should you, and nor should Eric Huffke. His point is that what? They're not capable of it. No one in a nursing home is at a point in life where they're capable of voting. No. Do you agree with that statement? Do you think that is an accurate statement?
No, that's not, because there are some people that have Alzheimer's and there are some people that just can't get out of bed and their minds are fine. No, they just don't care to vote. It's not that they don't deserve to vote and they shouldn't vote. They just don't give a rat's rear end to vote. And that's the truth. You know?
Well, but it's not the truth. Lie. It might be truth for one individual and not another. That's why you don't broad brush and say that, because that's what he said is almost nobody in a nursing home. I'm assuming that means what? 99% of people in a nursing home, according to Eric Huffke, are not capable of voting?
All right. We're not going to agree on that, but let's go to Trump.
Yeah, okay.
Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath if he does not elect it. You know what he was talking about.
Right.
He's talking about the.
No, I don't know. He said bloodbath a few times. Let's stay on topic here, Gary. Let's be on topic. I want to throw this one out there. So, Huffke said FEMA is out of money, right? And the agency used the money to assist illegal immigrants. Now, according to the PolitiFact, that's false. FEMA has debunked the claims, which have been spread by Trump and other conservatives. FEMA says it has enough money to meet its current needs, but could run out by the end of the hurricane season. And while FEMA administers a program that helps migrants, that funding is separate funding, Gary, that's separate from disaster relief. Money from the disaster relief fund is not being diverted, the agency says. So PolitiFact says false. The agency, I just told you what the agency says. Huffke said it's happening. Huffke says, can you believe what's happening? Huffke wants you to spread that, to retweet his video, Gary. Should I accept that as accurate and true, or do you accept that as accurate and true?
I'm going by what Mayorkas said last Wednesday, and he said, we're running out of money, and we're not going to make it through this season. And that's what he said. Now,
but
where the money
that's
gone
hang
to,
on. No, no. Where the money has gone to, Gary's gone to hurricane relief, man. They're using the money on what it's supposed to be used for. A separate funding mechanism for the migrants. It's a different thing, man. So don't fall for that. If you agree with that, because I just said FEMA just said it. They just did it. They acknowledged that they could run out of the hurricane relief money because there's lots of hurricanes hitting, man. That could happen. But that's got absolutely zero to do with their other program and the other funding source for helping migrants.
Right.
Do you agree with what I just said?
I don't know what the truth is.
Now, come on, man, come on. How do you determine the truth then, man? You just said you believe what Mayorkas said. I just reaffirmed it from FEMA. You got the PolitiFact. You got Republican Senator from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, saying this is bunk. You got DeSantis saying that he's fine with the federal government's effort. They're happy with it. You got all sorts of Republicans saying this, man. How is this even a conversation, Gary?
I heard DeSantis this morning on Fox when he was on live in Fox, and he's pissed because things are not running the way they're supposed to be running, and FEMA is not cooperating with them, and they're not hearing from FEMA. And all sorts of, I'm just telling you what I hear.
Really, dude? Really? Is that what you're hearing, Gary? Because I just laid it out for you, and you still... Can you say for me right now, Gary? Can you say for me right now, based on all the evidence I've presented to you, and you could, if your Google works, man, you could find it yourself, that FEMA is not diverting money for hurricane relief efforts in Florida and North Carolina, other places that were hit by Helene and certainly will be hit by Milton, that they're not pulling money out and giving it to illegal immigrants? Can you accept that and say, yes, that's not happening?
I'm not saying they're pulling it out now. I'm
But they might do it in the future. Come on, man. Hey, Gary, I appreciate you calling, man. You know, you're right. I will get back to you because you do owe me some dinner, especially after that. But I got to have a couple of drinks, man. I guess I'll have to buy my own, but I want dessert. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. Lightning round. When we come back, Mark Becker at the 5 o'clock hour, host of Rational Revolution. Stick around. We'll take your calls next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
How could anybody complain about public education? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really come a long way since I was in school. But at the same time, looking at private schools, that doesn't really help. They don't have a great track record. In fact, they have a horrible track record. They act like because there are some problems with public education, they can ignore all the problems in private education.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It is a text line, and we have a couple of those out there. We'll get to a few of them. Are the phone lines jammed? Yes, Todd, but I see it. We will get to you. Thank you. Cam mentions, just like you offered to get Dom dinner, you aren't using your furnace money to buy that dinner, just like FEMA isn't using hurricane money for immigrants. Get your head out of the vent. Stop eating asbestos. Take your meds. And then other folks are wondering, who's replacing furnaces in summer? Well, it's not summer. It's October. Let's see. Dick from, Matt. Pretty selfish thinking, Gary. I know people in nursing homes that are voting because they care about the future of their grandchildren. I say stick it to the kids. CNN from 11 o'clock last night, Gary, found this one. I'm going to say it for you. Governor DeSantis said he was thankful to Biden for approving everything they needed thus far, adding that if they need additional help, he will not hesitate to give them a call. Quote, we want to use whatever resources are available to be able to help Floridians prepare and respond to this storm. But everything we've asked for from President Biden, he has approved. And we do think we'll get more approvals for some of the individual assistance and the debris removal after landfall. And this is for the Milton. So, I mean, there you go. Come on, man. If you don't believe me, you don't believe Biden, don't believe FEMA, do you believe DeSantis? Do you believe Tillis of Republicans? I mean, I guess not, because eventually when you decide not to believe them, well, then they're just coffee boys and rhinos if they're telling you things you don't want to hear. And that's just not going to fly around here, man. 855-752-4842. Joel from Madison, Europe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Kind of a stretch between Gary and reality. It's unfortunate. I mean, you could take a dump load of reality and dump it out on, and he's not going to recognize it.
Just keep trying, Joel. Keep trying.
Said, yeah, we're really happy. No problems here. I would take Mr. DeSantis as governor. I would take his view on that. Two points that I wanted to mention on subject you brought up. Number one, in terms of Hovde and this bank activity that he had in Mexico. The bank in Mexico is called Banca Azteca. Very few, only three banks in the United States presently will take deposits from that particular bank because of problems with their adhering to regulations. They and these other banks in America don't want to be smeared or slimed by it. So only three banks in America will take deposits. And understand that these deposits happened in December of 2023, and in February of 2024, Mr. Hovde announces his Senate campaign. Interesting timeline.
Indeed.
Other interesting point is it was $26 million that was transported in the month of December 2023 in four separate plane trips, cash, in four separate plane trips from Mexico to Hovde's bank in California. This is highly irregular. People use the SWIFT system. They use electronics. They don't carry it aboard a plane in cash, for God's sakes. It should set off alarms, and I have a feeling that people may be looking at that, but we aren't going to find that out anytime soon. The last thing I wanted to mention, Dom, was you and Maggie had this kind of startling bit that you had about the number of rural suicides,
yep.
And that was an area that was of much deeper concern than trans people and suicide. Here is a little stat for anybody who wants to look it up. It is heartbreaking. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the date on it is October 26, 2023. The title of the article is Gun Deaths Are Rising in Wisconsin, Suicide in Rural Areas Are a Big Part of the Picture. Mm-hmm. What astounded me was a graphic that they had in it. And the title of the graphic was Wisconsin Counties with the Highest Gun Death Rates per 100,000. Okay, you might think it'd be Milwaukee, right? But if you include suicide, the top counties are Iron County, Menominee, Jackson, Forest, Burnett, Washburn. You have six counties with deaths per 100,000 that have a higher rate of gun deaths than the county of Milwaukee. I find that amazing. Something is going on, very dreadful with in our rural counties with suicide. And boy, we need to all start looking at that. That just broke my heart. That is absolutely appalling. So at any rate, just wanted to throw that in. I know you're busy, so thanks for everything, Dom.
Yeah, thank you, Joe, for bringing that up. And those, I was shocked at some of those statistics in talking about the lies, again, that Hovde was spreading regarding trans suicides. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom told you, man. We got you, baby. What's up? How you doing?
Well, first off, of course, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we're going to show that with the election coming up in November. Start voting now. Get your ballots in now. You never know what the weather will be like. It's really important to get out the vote right now. Also, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. Just keep on repeating that and let people know, because that's exactly what they're about. And I want to say I really like Gary over the years. You know, I feel like he's a phone-a-friend. And I just want him to be someone that doesn't get egg on his face and be made a fool of. Donald Trump, you know, in his rallies, which I'm sure Gary knows inside and out, you know, talks about the snake. And talks about the snake that basically... You know, he's talking about himself. So you MAGAs out there, he's telling you, he's confessing to you what he would do. And if you think that he's not going to come after you, I think Gary's even a Jewish guy. And I think Trump even said something the other day about how he hates the Jews. So I don't know where it is that these guys are. It's either Gary or David. I don't know. They sound much alike. I think they're brothers.
I would say this. I mean, I'm not clear, and thank you for the call, Tom. Always appreciate hearing from you. I'm not clear that Donald Trump said he hates the Jews. That'd be pretty.
It's just his actions that do that.
Right. Because you know what? He really, really loves the ones that vote for him. Those are the good Jews versus, you know, the bad Jews. That's how he's playing this, and that's how he plays everything. And you're absolutely right. You know, I really hope my conservative friends don't get egg on your face, man. Don't believe what they're telling you. Critical thinking, man. telling you, it's a great thing. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us. Mark Becker, he's the host of Rational Revolution, airing on Civic Media 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. He's going to join me next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.